Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. It's the Agriculture Show here at CKMS. We have a great show, great guests once again. It's September the 12th here at our studios here at the Beamer Box Factory, downtown Kitchener Waterloo. And we're going to play music and have a good time talking to our guests about a wonderful upcoming event. We've had people here from the International Plyometrics for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and it's been just great stories about what they're doing and what they expect in the match. Great fun. Today's guests are Miranda Claven and Larry Braden. So with that, let's Claver.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's why we have you in, because the host gets it all mixed up sometimes. You know, folks, if you listen to our show, our guests bring some great, great music. And I'm going to invite Miranda. You've picked the first song, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us what it is and why you like it, please.
So the first song I picked is called Unstoppable by Sia. It was kind of almost my theme song in preparation leading up to the IPM. It just always happened to be on the radio whenever I'd get in the car, and it was just a big pump up. And it's just a good feel-good song that are literally unstoppable.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Press the go button.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, it's Chris Garrett from the Township of Amaranth. We're hosting the International Plowing Match in September, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
I'm Owen Roberts, from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at Radio Waterloo. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
And we hope to do that today, and thank you so much, folks, for listening in today. We are Community Radio, and today's guests are bringing us news from the IPM. This is episode 295, September the 12th, and Miranda and Larry in the studio. So, you know what? Great song choice. Please, Miranda, tell us, why did you pick this song? What's the story here?
So I've really liked this song. It's just a really great pump-up song. It was kind of my anthem leading up until my preparations to competing at the IPM for the Ontario Queen title. I had to actually compete 3 times to win the Huron title because it's very competitive. And so after I finally won, this song came out and I kept hearing it. And it's like, okay, keep going. Like, you're unstoppable. It's the next song to hear. It's the next title. And then after I did finally win the Ontario title and I went to my first Queen of the Furrow event in the Queen car, I got in the car and that song was playing and it was just kind of an unreal feeling and it just made me feel really good.
I'm looking forward to hearing the story behind your other songs too.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. All right, let's get to know our guests a bit more here today before we get into the heart and soul of our show today, which is all about agriculture and the IPM, and let's get to know our guests. So, Miranda, how many people sit around the Christmas table at a Claver family reunion or Thanksgiving or Christmas? How many people are around that table?
So there's 7 of us. I have four sisters, then my mom and dad. 2 of my sisters just got married this year. And then my other sisters and I, we all have boyfriends. So we're up to about 14 now at Christmas time. So it gets pretty busy.
Do you have any tradition? Do you open the presents the night of Christmas or in the daytime?
We always do on Christmas morning. Yeah. We always do Secret Santa. So then we just pull someone's name. Actually, we just did that a couple weeks ago. And we changed it up. Everything has to be like homemade or like from a local business.
Yeah.
And then you have to guess who has you before you actually get to open your present on Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you don't guess it right, you got to wait till it's your turn again. And we'll go down the down through the family list again.
You know what? I do remember hearing about that's a good idea. That's a good one. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Our other guest today, Larry Braden. Larry, how many people sit around the Braden family Christmas feast?
Oh, there must be close to about 20 of us.
Okay.
I got 2 brothers and a younger sister. They have kids, and I got nephews and nieces together, so we all get together. It's a good time. Lots to eat, good food. Mom makes good pies for dessert, so it's always good.
Nice. Do you have any traditions? Are you the official turkey stuffer creator guy?
No, it's we're very laid back. It's you just kind of sit down, hang on the hand, say prayer, and you know, and then usually open gifts Christmas morning about 9 o'clock after a little breakfast.
You don't go and cut the tree down the night before or the day of, or go for a family skate. I guess you could do anything you want.
Well, we usually do the sleigh rides. We have a team of heavy horses, so we usually go for a sleigh ride through the bush. Mm. That's usually our Christmas ride. Yeah. So, yeah, that's fun.
That's a good one. That'd be fun to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. All right, let's play some more music. What's our second song we have here? I have my list here you've kind of put together. This is Shania Twain. What's going on? Who's this? What's going on?
So the next one is Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Mm-hmm. It's just another good positive song and just makes you want to dance
All right. Go ahead. Stay locked in, folks. We'll see you on the other side.
Let's go, girls. Come on. Get a little out of line.
feel like a woman.
I'm Tim. You are listening to CKMS 102.7, RadioWaterloo.ca.
Hi, this is David Barth.
And this is Sandy Annett.
And you're listening to CKMS 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
And this is Paul Schultz here at CKMS Radio 102.7 on the FM dial. You are listening to The Agricultural Show.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening in today. You could be doing a lot of things on a Tuesday. You're here with us. Thank you so much. And if you're interested, hey, throw us a question on our live chat feature on our webpage at radiowaterloo.com/listen. And we will answer your questions. We can even tell you what our favorite color is, if you'd like. And with that, let's move on to the next part of our show. We talked about the Shania Twain. Did you ever see her in concert by any chance?
I have. No way. I did. Yeah.
You are so lucky. Let's do that for a minute. Talk about that.
Oh, it was unreal. It was awesome. I went with my best friend came with me, and I think my mom and all my sisters. Yeah. I don't know when that was, in like 2015 when she just started touring again. We were able to snag some tickets to that, and it was definitely the show of the century.
I would say you are right on top of the list of supporter for music. That's a good deal. Do you remember where it was? Is this Toronto show or something? Where was that?
No, I'm pretty sure it was in London at the Budweiser Gardens.
Okay, good. Great. Wow, we're looking forward to see what kind of things Larry's busy at these days, too, when we get to that part of the show. See if he's at the concert gore with his song selections coming up here. All right. This part of the show is the general question of what do you do? And, you know, I'll just have fun with the beginning of that. So how in the world did you show up here on a Tuesday afternoon? What's going on? How did you get here? What do you do?
I'm the Ontario Queen of the Furrow. Mm-hmm. So with being that, I'm a representative for the International Pine Match and Rural Expo, as well as the Queen of the Furrow Program and Women in Agriculture. So over the past year, I've had the honor and privilege to travel to different agriculture events or community events and promote the IPM and work with the Dufferin Plowman's Association and just spread the word, get people to come out to the plowing match. And obviously, this was one of the asks that I got invited to. So this is actually the second time I've been on the radio, but it's always fun getting to come out and meet new people, do some networking, and have a good conversation about agriculture and the plowing match.
And to get here, are you a city kid or a country kid?
I'm a farm kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you were well aware, as growing up, you knew about plowing and plowing matches and stuff like that?
Yep. Okay. Dad taught me how to plow in the backfield.
Okay. So that's good to hear. And I'll ask Larry the same question. Larry, how did you end up here on a Tuesday afternoon? Did you get picked up on the side of the road hitchhiking, and what's going on here?
Yeah, they kind of put my boots on my truck and said, here, you better head down the Kitchener. No, I'm part of the International Plowing Match for Dufferin County. I'm a co-chair for the plowing, so I look after the tractor park, horse park, the horse stabling, just a bunch of staking and just helping out. That's all. So everything's starting. It's really coming along really, really good. We have lots of great volunteers. Everybody gets along well, and we have a milestone to meet, and I think we're going to meet it. So.
It's kind of fun working with your neighbors. You know, you live in the community, and they can work toward a common cause. It sets a good precedent moving forward, doesn't it?
It sure is. There's a lot of good farmers come together and give us their land to put this big match on, and they're so supportive of us, and they're out there every day helping us. So it's good. It's really nice.
So are you a farm kid or a city kid? Yep. How do you call yourself?
No, I grew up in a dairy farm in Dufferin County. We milked about 50 head of cows till it was about 22, and then Dad sold the herd and kind of went away for a while, but I had to come back to agriculture.
So. Working with livestock yet, cash cropping?
No, I'm a heavy horse breeder. I'm a Clydesdale heavy horse breeder of Dufferin County, so we have about 20 Clydes there that we're looking after now, and we're hoping we get another 7 more pregnant for next year. So, we're going to be all right. So that's good.
Keeps you on your toes. How many people does it take to look after a herd of horses like that?
Oh, I do a lot of feeding and stuff. It's there's 2 of us, my girlfriend and I, Patty, so we look after them. And it's a part-time job. I work over at Honda Canada. I'm a robot technician over there.
Right on.
So in my spare time, I come home and break horses and that kind of stuff. So it's good. It's good.
Sounds good. And you'll be able to add plowing match guy on your resume.
Yeah, if I'm plowing match. I also look after the aggregation for grades 3s in the Shelburne area for agriculture. So that we have.
Okay.
I do that. Look after that too. So we have something tomorrow for the grade kindergarten right to grade 3. Just a display of animals and stuff over at the Shelburne Fair, and they come over and look around and stuff. So
we had a previous guest from your group up there. It was Breanne Curtis, and she's doing education, I believe, too, if not mistaken. So it's a big part of the whole thing is to get the message out to as many people as possible, and nothing like bringing in young people that really helps a pile to make future guests and future people interested in agriculture. So good stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's play yet another great song here. Miranda, you got one here. Cyndi Lauper, go ahead. What's going on with this one?
So this is Girls Just Want to Have Fun. So I know it's definitely probably going to be played about a million times at the IPM next week when all the Queen of the Furrow contestants show up. And again, it's just another good party, pump up, dance song. And it definitely will help the girls ease the nerves as they compete for the Ontario title.
Shall I ask whether you've seen Cyndi Lauper in concert as well?
No, she's on the bucket list.
Oh, okay, just checking. You never know. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, this is Scarlett from Paris. You are listening to CKMS 102.7, RadioWaterloo.ca. Thanks for looking out for each other. You are not alone.
Farming can be a tough business, one that sometimes takes its toll on farmers and their families when mental health struggles become too much to bear. I know farmers are some of the toughest people out there, but they tend to hold their troubles close to the chest. Sometimes it means it's harder to reach out for help. We want to help address the stigma that still surrounds mental health and encourage people to talk about it. It takes courage. Please know that help is out there, and it's always okay to ask for help.
Thanks again for listening in, folks, and it is the Agriculture Show, episode 295, September 12th. Miranda and Larry are our guests today. We're talking about IPM stuff, and so this part we can talk some more about IPM, but in the general framework of, hey, you guys, let's say some random guy walked in the door and says, what do you know about agriculture? What would you tell him? Can you handle a big question like that? What would you tell him about agriculture if some person asks you?
I would tell them that nothing would be here if it wasn't for agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just hit them straight with it. And that we, our community heavily relies on it. And it's an industry that, it's a foundation of civilization.
Right.
If we're summing it up.
You ever had a moment when someone asked you about agriculture and they thanked you for enlightening them on something? Like they had that light bulb moment? I think folks, if I ask this question to someone who does trade shows, on behalf of agriculture, if someone will come up and ask a question and they'll say, this is what the answer, and that person will say, wow, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You ever had that, something like that, the light bulbs went on, and you think that you felt maybe a bunch of kids or somebody?
Yeah, so I actually, I attended the Royal Winter Fair this past November, as it was the 100th anniversary, and obviously walking around with a crown and sash, I definitely get noticed, mm-hmm. and I was over in the agriculture area near the barns, and someone had came up to me and asked me all about like why I was wearing a crown and sash, and I just I started discussing about how I'm a representative for women in agriculture and the plowing match, and then obviously the conversation escalated, and she asked if I came like if I have a farming background, and I told her that I have a cash crop and veal background, and then so she was asking me more direct questions about pretty much the cycle of life and farming, and she just wanted to kind of know more about if I felt bad about eating the animals that I raise. And so I was kind of able to educate her a little bit more about how farmers take so much pride in raising and growing livestock, and that they are treated so, so well and, like, better than pets. And obviously we don't always want to have to send them to slaughter, but it's a cycle of life. Mm-hmm. And they definitely have a great life up until that point, and it's just, if we want to survive, that's kind of what we have to keep doing.
Yeah, so that's good. That's a really good story because, you know, first of all, you are in your role as plow person, and you could see, people could see you, and then you had the opportunity to pass along some information.
Yeah, no, it's
nice stuff.
No, it's definitely a great conversation starter, and it's nice to be able to help bridge the gap between urban and rural a little bit.
Yeah. We'll come back to it. Let's ask Larry first as well. Larry, has anybody come up to you and ask you whether brown chickens lay brown eggs? So, what do you tell people about agriculture?
Well, it's more or less, we, as agriculture, it is the foundation of everything we have. If you don't have agriculture, you don't have food.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have food, you're not going to live.
Mm-hmm.
So agriculture is so important. It's hard to get to people's minds that when they go to the grocery store, here's everything here. Well, agriculture puts that there for them, and they don't. Something that some people don't quite understand all the work involved, and you know we do. We do. If I know a lot of farmers treat their animals just better than pets,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way it is, and it's a circle of life. That's all it's about.
Hey, good questions. While you're busy taking your draft horses to various events and things, maybe weddings and stuff. I don't know. Where do you end up with your horses?
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of Santa Claus parades in the local area around Orangeville. We do weddings. Some weddings we do a lot of just neighbors will call over, hey, I'm having a reunion today. Can you bring the team over and we'll have rides and stuff? And,
right on.
So we have a team at the IPM for the aggregation tent. So the horses, Clyde's are there, will be the ones that Ty and I have picked out to send there. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff with them and a lot of fairs and stuff. And we do the Royal. So it's all good. I really enjoy it. You know, I didn't get into Clydesdale to 2009. My dad had passed away, and what happened? My mom said, take those horses and sell them at Carson. So we took them all down, and I bought them all back. So that's how I got into Clydesdale. So. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everyone's got a really good story, how they, you know, what's motivating them, what, when the lights went on and they saw things differently and whatever. That's a good story. Good stuff. It's pretty unique, you know. Here you all, and a very, you know, something that people, that really attracts people's attention. So you're going to probably see a lot more about people and that kind of thing than someone who's is just strictly a commodity agricultural person. They can pretty well have their own life on the farm and not aware of all what's going on out there. So, well, that's cool. Let's go back to how this ties into the ply match. What does the ply match have to do with agriculture?
It's kind of originally how it started years ago. Like, I know even like my dad at home, like we plow at home, and yeah, he finds that you get the best results with the plow. And obviously, mm-hmm. some people don't use that a whole lot today anymore, but it's definitely one of the better practices that we find over at our farm. And that's what we.
Yeah. And you know, this is the education part. You all come on out, and there'll be all kinds of folks there, bus tours, and you can walk about and ask people about agriculture if you're curious about what to do with that tractor. And if they really have fun, there's speed plowing is a thing this year.
Yes.
You want to talk about speed plowing? tell our listeners that, like, I meant to talk about plowing, and it's timed, and there's a purpose in mind. But speed plowing is a little bit different. It's more of a fun thing. Have I got that right?
Go ahead. Yes, it's fun. George of the camp is looking at that, and he came up with it when the early stages of planning come to Duffer, and he says, yeah, we're going to have speed plowing. And so he shows the video of these speed plowers, and oh my God, they're in road gear with a three-furrow plow, and they're just, it's all, you have land to do, and you have so much time to do it, and the fastest one wins, and oh my God. So we're looking forward to, I think there's going to be a demonstration on, I think Thursday or Friday, George has it all set up. So it's quite a piece away from Tent City because of the noise and stuff, and didn't want to get the horses all riled up or anything like that. So it's about a half mile away. So yeah, George looking after it. It's going to be a fun little session whenever it happens. So
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah. So you know, folks, whatever your interest, whether it's machinery or crafts or husbandry, animal husbandry, crop production, there's something for you at the ply match. Check it out. Just make sure you get there nice and early and get your walking boots on, and you'll see all the things you're curious about in a beautiful outdoor environment too. All the things about agriculture. So, good deal. What's the website again on the ply match? We should talk about that together. It's IPM 2023 when I go on the internet.
Yep.
Google.
Yes. Yep.
This is correct.
Yep. And I think all your counties up there, the county of Dufferin, the town of Amaranth, they all have a little blurb on there about the ply match, I think. And, hey, you know, beautiful, the headwaters area of Ontario, boy, is a pile of interesting things to see there, walking trails, tourism, restaurants, and a lovely museum. You're one of our guests, Brian Curtis, the mayor of Amaranth, he just delighted us with stories about the museum up there and what's unique about Dufferin County. So support the community as well. They'd be glad to see you. Stick around and buy some chickens or eggs. Or book a trip on the horses, huh?
Yeah, we have chickens too. Patty, she sells some eggs, and it was kind of funny. We had some chickens one time, and they only laid brown eggs. So she says, you know what? Our neighbor's kid says, is that all there is brown eggs? And I said, so anyway, we bought these other chickens. They have blue, green,
right,
yellow,
yeah,
white.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Oh, my God, it's just a rainbow of colors in the house whenever we go hen picking eggs. But the neighbor's kids just love them because they're just different colors.
Yeah.
Fascinated on, you know, brown, different colored eggs. So
Easter eggs.
Yes, Easter eggs. Yeah, yeah. Easter eggers.
Permanent Easter eggers, yeah. I remember as a kid we had some of those birds at the farm. It was kind of fun. Them guys would lay some pretty colorful eggs all over the place. Yeah, quite fun. All right. We can certainly, the next part of our show is, we play the next song, is sort of, we can circle back on some of these topics. So I encourage my guests, if there's something you want to follow up or talk more about, we will do that in the next segment. But first, it's time for music. And Larry, these are your song selections, and down on the list here, it's the Ronnie Millsap, right, and Smoky Mountain Rain. How'd you pick this one? How come?
I like this song, and I heard it one time when I was walking along the beach in the rain. It was pouring rain, and I don't know, I just that song come on, and I listened to it, and it's like I've had that song stick in my head for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful song. So yeah. That's the only reason I like that song. So.
Are you a concert goer, or you would like to go to the local bar and listen to it?
I'm more of a bar guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd rather watch it on TV at a bar and having a beer or something.
Yeah.
A concert, yeah.
Very nice, yeah. And up your way, there's probably a little bit of everything going on, lots of country music, but I think there's all kinds of other music styles up there in the county and things you can do, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Like Orangeville has a jazz festival once a year.
Yes, they do. They mm-hmm. do. And they have the jazz and the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
It's always on the Rib Fest. Lots of music there too. All kinds of different kinds of music.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's all good up there. We've different cultures now, and
right,
everything's starting to come together. So, looks good.
You can find what you like. Let's play the song. Miranda's very kindly on charge, and we'll talk to you on the other side of the song. Just stay locked in, folks. We're right back.
Found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Thank you.
I'm Bill McCutcheon. I'm co-chair of the International Plowing Match and Rural Expo, and it will be in Dufferin County in September 19th to the 23rd. And I'm on CKMS 102.7 in Waterloo.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis. You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and through music.
Hey everybody, thanks for being part of our show today. It's the Agriculture Show, episode 295. Miranda and Larry are our guests today, and the plowing match is yet just only a week away. This part of the show is kind of like we want to circle back and talk about things we want to emphasize or things we forgot to talk about at the time. So thankfully, y'all maybe not been doing the listener chat on CKMS, but Miranda's got a bunch of stuff on her machine, and we'll maybe see how far he wants to go talking about donkeys in downtown Orangeville or not, that sort of thing. You want to start? You probably got how many things you got there?
Just a couple. For? We could take turns at it, though.
Yeah, that's what we're getting.
Just a couple things we wanted to highlight.
Yeah, go ahead. You start there.
So the Richie Bros Auctioneering Challenge will take place on Friday, September 22nd at 11 p.m. or 11 a.m. in the Holmes Agriculture Showcase tent. Registration for this event is $50. This will include two tickets for entry into the plowing match. We also ask that each participant bring an item for the auction valued up to $25. Each participant will auction three items. And the winner of the auction is invited to the Celebration of Excellence Gala on Friday evening to help with the auction that evening. The Celebration of Excellence Gala will also be where all the awards are handed out to all the plowers, as well as where the new Ontario Queen of the Furrow will be crowned. Mm. So I will be running a lot of that, and that'll kind of be part of my show for the week.
Mm. And there's so many more activities. Don't be afraid, folks. Go to that website, check out that schedule. It'll be online there somewhere, I'm sure, with all the everything that's going on to match.
Yeah, the show guide is now available online, and there are hard copies floating around. So if you know someone involved with the IPM, just give them a shout, and we can get you one.
All right. You want to take a stab at it here, Larry? What about yourself? Did you want to circle back and talk about? For promotional purposes, you take some livestock down to? Go ahead.
Yeah, we're big supporters of aggregation in Dufferin County, so. They asked us to take some horses to IPM, and so we've got Full and Amira going down. I do a lot of this around the Dufferin community. We did the Orangeville Fair last week. Mm. We had four there, so we had over 1,200 people come through, kids of all ages, and we had some carrots there, and yeah, it was pretty good. So I got a little story to tell you about. The shopping fair is on this weekend, so last year something happened that we're all done about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Went down to the local bar there, and we seen a big sign that says pet friendly. So, the guy with me, Murray Crawford, he says, "Hey, let's go home and get one of your donkeys there and bring it in." So I slipped home, got the donkey, and loaded it up and brought it into town. Parked it behind the post office, and so anyway, we took the donkey out, walked it around the corner, and took it right in the patio, and girl comes out and she says, "Oh, there's a donkey in our bar." So anyway, the guy came out and he says, "Yeah, you allowed?" She said, "No, I had the donkey here." And I said, "Well, it says pet friendly." And I said, "She's one of the pets on the farm." So anyway, "What do you want?" "Well, we'll have a jug of beer." So anyway, we had beer and drank it. So then we said, "Well, let's go up to the other bar." So we had to walk all the way up downtown Shelburne. And on the way past some of the vendors, I didn't know, I knew so many people that owned stores on the main street, because there's Larry and Murray with a donkey heading up to the next bar. So anyway, we sat there for a while, then we had to come back home, so I had to make a phone call, because I said the donkey had to lead me back to the trailer, because I was in no shape to drive, so we had to call somebody to come take us all home. But yeah, it was a good time. So tomorrow will be our second and we'll take the donkey to the Duffy Bar there
in
Shelburne. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I hope to get some coverage up there. Maybe not quite the same stuff that's going on, but what a great way to promote something. It's catchy, it's fun, and that's a good deal.
Yeah.
You probably didn't love that stuff in this last year you never thought you were going to do before.
Oh, yeah, lots. There's the IBM has been very very busy and stuff, and we're doing a lot of stuff and trying to make everybody's lives easier and keep everybody happy, all the contestants and stuff that are coming in, keeping everybody happy. So, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Good stuff. Bring anything you want to bring to us again?
Yeah, so here's a couple other highlights that'll be going on at the IPM this week. Opening day is just a week away today, so it's pretty crazy that it snuck up on us. The Canadian Cowgirls Precision Drill Team will be there every day. The Ram Rodeo is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with two shows on each of these days. Amber Marshall of the Canadian classic TV show Heartland will be the co-MC for the Ram Rodeo on Saturday.
Cool.
The International Sheep Shearing Competition will be taking place. The 4-H Dairy Show on Tuesday, the 4-H Beef Show on Wednesday, the Sheep Show on Thursday, and then the Ontario Queen of the Furrow Plowing is Thursday afternoon, and then the Ontario Queen of the Furrow Speeches are Friday morning. So those are just a lot of the big highlights to come check it out when you come to the IPM.
Is there a daily parade or just opening day?
Just on opening day.
Okay. So that's always a big event, too. Lots of machinery and people and so on. And even it's been tradition that the legislature of Ontario actually closes for one day, and they all come up to the plowing match, wherever it might be. So that's always kind
of
fun.
Yeah, and then a lot of them get out to the fields and do plowing, but they have to plow on the same color of tractor as they're riding. So that's kind of funny. Otherwise, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's just the good old farm stuff going on, and we want everybody to participate and want everybody to have some fun and enjoy the outdoors, and it's a great time. So anything else you want to add to?
Yeah, you'll see Miranda and I in the parade together. She'll be riding with me on my show wagon with my team of horses to open the parade up.
Yeah.
So
that's good. All right.
Yeah, it's good.
Good. I just realized I said Brianna, it's Miranda.
No, that's all right. No one gets my name right half time anyway.
Jeepers. that's going to be quite a highlight. That's pretty cool. Is it? Do you like to draw it with two or four?
Just two.
Two is lots.
Yeah, two's lots for me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it gets a little wild if you get four.
It depends. There's a saying that I always tell the girls when they ride with me is that when you get on, you hang on, and if things get a little scary, don't bail because you'll miss the crash at the end.
Yeah. Never a dull at the hanging around with Larry and the horses and all that stuff he's involved with. Oh, my goodness. It sounds like a lot of fun. Okay. We're doing it quite smartly here today, folks. We're going to probably play another song here at this stage. Anything else you want to add? Anything else from your list of stuff? Check out the schedule. Plowing match coming up. Parades and stuff. Yep.
Yeah, no. Cool. That's good.
That's good.
All right. Let's play the last song and... tell us about this one, please, Larry. Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. This is a song that I really enjoy because, sometimes you get up and you want to start drinking in the morning and, you think of that song as 5 O'Clock Somewhere. And then there's an old saying, too, if you're going to drink all day, you might as well start in the morning. So I like this song because it doesn't matter what time you drink in the day, it's 5 O'Clock Somewhere.
Yeah, it's true. Go ahead.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. it's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
And we're back, folks. We're just about out the door. We have to wrap up and get ready for the next show coming along. So I asked my guests that they'd be... never mind I'm putting Miranda to work on the soundboard or if you're doing stuff. I'm going to ask her to do a promo, and I'll get Larry to do one as well. So if you all want to gaze your vision up there and do your spiel, I'd really appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Miranda Claver, the Ontario Queen of the Furrow, and you're listening to CKMS 1027 FM.
Perfect. Just like we practiced this morning. That's great. Want to try that, Larry, please? Thanks.
You're listening to Larry Braden on CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Perfect. That's great. Good stuff, you guys. Thanks so much for doing that. So, you know, we've done our show. We learned a lot about the match, but let's see what's happening in the future for you all, best we can. I'll ask you first, Miranda, what are you doing in the next 2 hours? 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years you want to go that far? What are you doing the next 2 hours?
Probably going to take my dress from the wedding I was in this weekend in to get dry cleaned.
Yeah.
And then I got to go home and finish writing my farewell speech for the IPM next week and just doing a lot more prep for that because then next week I'll be at the IPM all week.
And 2 weeks from now is, who knows, that's a week after the match.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now I'll just be Miranda again, and I don't know what I'll do with all my free time. That's been the million-dollar question everyone's been asking me over my travels last month. They're like, what are you going to do when you're done being the Ontario Queen of the Furrow? Because I've been really busy going to events. I was in the midst of trying to figure out how many events I'd gone to this year, and I think we're upwards of 50 now.
Yep.
And, yeah, I don't know what I'll do with all my free time. It's going to be, it's going to be nuts. I won't know what to do with myself.
The big change. It's kind of glad that your employer is able to give you some time to do all this stuff, right?
Yeah, no, and that's obviously the perks of working in agriculture. Yeah. They know what this position is and what it all entails, and obviously they're in favor of agriculture and just bridging that gap between urban and rural. So they're like, yep, you go ahead.
You go ahead. It's your show to do. We'll see you when you get back and free again.
Yep, pretty much.
So that's 2 weeks. 2 months? What's that, 2 months? So that's like going to be like almost Christmas. What are you doing in the next 2 months?
Oh, probably buying Christmas presents or something, and yeah, hopefully not getting stuck in the snow.
Hey, where's the season go, right?
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah.
How about 2 years?
Hopefully I'm a homeowner then, but yeah. We can all dream, can't we?
Yeah. No, things change. You never know. It's quite possible. I remember reading somewhere that co-housing is a thing now where people, you know, houses are expensive, right? So yeah. A bunch of people go together and buy a house, and each person gets so many square feet, and everybody gets a start at home ownership. But, yep. So, but you're in that category, so good luck with that. No, yeah. No reason why it might not work out pretty good. We'll see. So that's 2 years, and how about 20 years? What do you see? What's going to happen in 20 years?
Ooh, I'm going to be optimistic here, yeah. And hopefully have my own dairy farm, and just thriving in the agriculture industry, and I don't know, maybe I'll dabble in politics and become the next Minister of Agriculture, yeah. And
you could be a radio person?
Maybe I'll be a radio person, too. I don't know. I'm definitely open to anything, and I'm embracing the future and all the uncertainty, and I'll take every day as it comes.
Yeah. Sounds like a great plan. Good luck with all this stuff. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Larry, yourself, what are you doing next 2 hours?
2 hours, well, I'll probably head home and head back to the International Plowing Match, to the plowing fields, and do some more staking for the contestants that are coming. That's in the next 2 hours what I'll be doing.
Mm-hmm. Then 2 days?
2 days. Friday's the start of the Shelburne Fair, so I'm...
you got the fair where you bring it.
Yeah, I'm the past president, so we're getting ready for it for Friday night and Saturday, so I'll be busy doing that. So,
typically it's 2 weeks, but we should say in 1 week. Where will you be on that first day of the plow match?
Where am I going to be in the first day of the plow match? So I'm going to be with the tractor guys or the horse guys, and I'll be supporting them as much as I can to make everything go smoothly for them, and any questions they have to answer, I'll get an answer for them.
And how many, do you know how many participants at this stage?
Yeah, we got 19 teams coming, and 87 tractors are coming. So it's quite a few, actually. I'm really excited to be one of the co-chairs and host this. Yes, very excited.
And 2 months when Miranda's shoveling out snow, what are you doing?
2 months, I'll be doing a bit of... hunting and probably cutting wood and stuff. That's what I usually do about middle of November, December. Yeah, that's usually what I'm doing. So,
I got an idea of what the next 2 years, what's going to happen when the next match comes along. They'll be giving you a call. How did you run that? you're the resource person for some time moving forward. What about the next 2 years? What do you see yourself doing?
Next 2 years, I'll be almost ready to retire from Holland of Canada Manufacturing. So, yeah, there's a lot of things I need to go over and. See what kind of path I want to head down, and I think agriculture is the path I want to be in. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm part of the DFA and OFA, and I'm getting more involved with agriculture and agriculture now. So it's good to be back into it. So.
Yeah, it can be very satisfying to get the message out, kind of meeting people, doing stuff.
Yeah, you meet a lot of great people and a lot of new ideas. How to farm and stuff like that, and it's wonderful. It's great. Yeah. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. It's up 20 years.
20 years. Uh-oh. I'll be close to 80. I hope I only have 3 or 4 Clydes kicking around, not 20. And I hope I'm not walking with a walking cane.
Yeah, that's true. Sounds like a wonderful plan, and let's get the match done first and get that and see where life leads you after that. It's gonna be great. Don't forget, folks, it's gonna be a great event. Dufferin County. Next week it starts. 1 week today. Go on up there and have a great time, and the whole week and stuff's going on. All right. So, hey, end of our time. Hey, I just want to thank you guys so much for coming in today. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of stories, and thanks again for becoming a guest of the Agriculture Show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, folks. So with that, come back and visit with us again in 6 days and 23 hours for a new show or a repeat broadcast. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. And if you're a farmer, thank a consumer. See you later. Bye for now.